Hello, everybody. Good morning or good at whatever time it is there where you at. Good morning. It's morning here where I'm at. I decided that this morning today I am going to start recording this episode a little bit earlier on, even though I'm only going to publish it at like 2:30. But before we get into this episode, I just want to start off by saying thank you to everybody for y'all continued support in listening to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate all of y'all, whether you are still listening to season one, whether you are up to date with season two, it don't matter to me. Just keep the streams coming in. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, whether I know y'all personally or as an acquaintance, or whether we don't even know each other at all. Thank you for supporting Tea Time with Effie Podcast. And y'all, I'm very, excited? Can I say, I won't say optimistic, or maybe I should say optimistic, I don't know. I'm very excited about today's episode, something that has been on my spirit. Y'all know last week's episode and this episode as well was very reminiscent of season one's type of episodes, where I just pour in a lot of my personality talking on things that is on my mind that I just can't take. So today will be another one of those episodes. But before we dive in, y'all know how we start off every Tea Time with Effie episode. Whether you laying on your bed listening to me with your earphones, you might even be in your car having me on the stereo or surround sound, or in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate all of y'all. So without further ado, let's dive right into today's episode, babies. Today's episode is entitled Beef or Chicken. Yeah, y'all heard me right. Beef or Chicken. And the reason why I went with this title is, you know, just for clickbait purposes. Because, no, I'm not asking you if you prefer to eat beef or chicken. No, baby. Today we're going to talk about beef. Talk about people having problems with you. Some for reasons you know of. Some for reasons you don't know of. Some unnecessary ones. Some that you just sit and you think to yourself, what did I do? What did I do now again? What does it say about you? What does it say about them? What does it say about the both of you? So let's dive straight into this episode, chapter one, entitled, How Do You Like Your Meat? I Take It Rare. And that is the unknown beef, babies. The unknown beef. So over the weekend and last week as well, I am on this social media app, and I have seen quite a few people on there, you know, when you go on to their lives and whatever, they just come across as the best of friends. Babies, when I tell you, the best of friends. They be talking, they be laughing, they be consoling each other and everything. And then later on, when you come onto their lives and they're not together, they just talking nasty about each other. Not specifically naming the person, but the way they speak or what they do, you just be like, oh, so you are a hateful bitch. You nasty as hell. Why do you do that? Does that person know that you got beef with them? Did you ever tell them that you got beef with them? Why are you not telling them that you got be for them? Are we not adults? What the hell's going on over here, babies? Shit. So, yeah, this is something that I've also noticed. Obviously, as I have grown up, you know, you'd have some of those friends where you are just, y'all can be the best of friends with. Y'all can be the best of friends. And all of a sudden, you start hearing whispers. You start hearing whispers from other people that this people is talking about you behind your back. But you don't know why. Because you've never done anything to them. And you'd sit back and you'd think to yourself, okay, so what did I do? Why are you talking about me like this? And then you also ask yourself the question, do I confront you and get to the root of this? Or do I ignore you? Now, in my case, I would try and ignore you. I would literally be telling everybody, oh, you know what? I don't know. I'm not even going to deal with this. I'm not even going to deal with this. But subconsciously, it'll be on my spirit. It'll be on my spirit, and I'll be thinking to myself, what did I ever do to you? Why are you like this? Why are you tarnishing my name? Why are you treating me this way? Because, you know, some haters, some people who got beef with you, they won't necessarily tarnish your name, but their body language would just show that they don't like you. And what does it say about them? Could it be that they are jealous of you? Could it be that they are envious? Maybe you got a new job. Let's say, for example, you got a new job, they don't got a job. And they'd be like, oh, look at Effie. She's doing all the things. And here, I'm still stuck in a rut. Or maybe they look at what you got and what they don't got and compare themselves to you and be like, oh, why Effie always got everything so easy? Why can't everything go easy for me the way it goes for Effie? You know, it can come from all types of different scenarios, babies, when I tell you. And coming back to the question, what does it say about them? To tell you the truth, I don't know. I don't know what this says about that person. Either you are just a naturally envious person. Maybe you just don't want to give anybody else, maybe you just don't want to see anybody else win when you are still losing in your endeavors, you know, in that sense. Or like what else, what could it be? Like, coming back to the social media app, a few weeks back, There had been a conversation on this app about the fact that there's a lot of people on there. Obviously, I'm talking about Big O Live. Yes, I'm on Big O Live. If you have Big O Live, please be sure to follow me at e.escandalo89. That is my Big O ID, right? Anywho, so on this app, we obviously, people are hustling, people are making deals, you know, to reach their targets and things, because the app works where you go live, people gift you, and if you make your target, the first target is 5,000 beans, you make your first target for the month, you're going to earn $60. And so it increases. And it increases more and more the more target you reach, you know what I'm saying? And we was on a panel We was about 9 people on the panel. Obviously, it was a lot of people watching, like over 150 or 130 people watching. And the conversation came around the fact that somebody had been called, I'm not going to say what they have been called, but somebody has, we have noticed that there's a certain person that takes all the gifts. You know, we have a blesser in our family. This blesser sends gifts to everybody, and we're appreciative of him because he doesn't need to do this, but he feels he wants to do it out of the goodness of his heart. But this one person would come onto the panel and he would be like, hey, everybody, can you send me, let's say, for example, can you send me a teddy? Oh, I see everybody's getting teddies over here. Where's my teddy at? That is the type of personality or type of remarks that this person would make, until one of our other friends in the panel said, hold up. Let me call you out on this. And this is now not unknown beef, and this is not beef in particular, but this is something that was confronted on. This person said, first of all, this person, why are you like that? Why do you do that? This person is sending gifts to everybody, and then you be mad because you're not getting the same amount of gifts? You really gonna do us like that? We're supposed to be a family. Anywho, they spoke beautifully about it. There was nothing rude. There was nobody made anybody else feel bad. And the person who was like the thug, the bean thug, this person was even like, oh, you guys, I'm sorry. I've realized that some people have been calling me that here on the app. And then he said that he had been hacked, and he don't got no money to send anybody else gifts and whatever, which we clearly did not believe, because what? You've been hacked, but you're still on this app and you're asking for gifts knowing that you've been hacked. So which means the hacker just gonna keep on stealing your gifts? You is a lie. Anywho, so that was speaking on this, and you know, came to a consensus. Since that time, the person has not been this thug has not been coming to the panels as often as they used to, you know what I'm saying? So what had happened over the weekend was, the app has this challenge, which is called the PK challenge, where they pin you up against somebody, all your gift is comes through, they gift you, and whoever wins, whoever loses. It's as simple as that. It's just something that the app creates to help you, you know, get close to your target. And lo and behold, these two people who had spoken about the fact that, you know, the thug, the bean thug, was being all shady and things when other people's getting gifts and he's not getting gifts, they had been pinned up against each other. And you know what? I went through to that challenge on Sunday. I can't remember, Sunday or Saturday. Went through to that challenge. And when I got there, I saw that the thug had brought his entire family, like a different family, right? We got our own, and then he's in another family. He brought his entire family thinking, okay, you know what? You done called me a bean thug? Today I must show you what a bean thug can do. He was gonna slaughter this other person who had confronted him about being a thug. And I sat there and I looked at all the people that was there. I was like, Lord have mercy, really? So you, and this is where it comes back to the unknown beef. Because, like I said, everything was, how is the word called? Cordial? I don't know. They ended off their conversation when they was talking about the bean problem beautifully. Everything looked fine. But then you're going to do her like this? when y'all are brothers and sisters. And you know, when that happens on the app with this PK challenges, we try as best as we can, you know, just to end off on a draw. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not nice to be pinned up against your family. But he had come to destroy her. He was going to slaughter her. He was going to slaughter her ass. And I just looked. I was like, wow. So you have had this on your spirit all this time. You ain't never spoken about it or anything. But look at your actions. Look at what your actions is showing me, and I'm sure it showed other people who knew about it too, that this person is actually mad as hell at this female for calling them out on being a bean thug. Lord have mercy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Unknown beef, babies. I do not understand it. I don't understand unknown beef. When you think you have sorted something out with somebody and all of a sudden it just comes back and you're just like, what? But I thought we'd already dealt with this. Yeah, so I just had to speak on that. So without further ado, let's go into chapter 2 of this episode, which is entitled, How Do You Like Your Beef? Medium or rare? I like it medium. And that is known beef, babies. Yes, we started off with unknown beef. Now we're going on to known beef, babies. That is the type of beef where you know that you got beef with somebody. Maybe something has happened in your past, right? Maybe something has happened in your past between you and a friend, and y'all have moved on from it, but y'all ain't never spoken on it, right? Y'all ain't never spoken on it before. Y'all ain't never addressed the topic. When y'all are together, y'all are friends, but there's still that underlying, not bitterness, but that underlying, let's say, not even foundation, but y'all, it's like y'all treading lightly. Yeah, y'all treading lightly around each other. So y'all can laugh, y'all can party, y'all can do everything that y'all needs to do. But when it comes to, what do you call it? Speaking on the topic, y'all just don't deal with the topic at hand at all. What does this say about you, and what does it say about that person? Now, some might say maybe y'all are scared to bring up that topic again because y'all know that when it happened, it just put a sour spot in your, you know, in your friendship, and you fear that it could bring up some animosity again. Is that the one good thing? Could that be good that you don't speak about it and you just move on without addressing the topic? Because clearly y'all had this argument because of the fact that, yeah, y'all had this argument because of the fact that y'all, obviously there was something that had happened, and had led to this animosity between the two of y'all. What do you do? What would you do? Would you speak about it, or would you just move on without really touching on that matter? So I'm not going to spend too much time on this chapter because I think that says everything. Let's go on to the last chapter. And this is, how do you take your meat? I like it overcooked. Make it dry. Make it dry as hell. Make it dry. Yes, make it dry. Now, obviously, the person's not going to say make it dry. They're going to say, no, I like my meat well done. You know, I like my steak well done or whatever it is. No, I don't call it well done. Master Chef says it's overcooked. It's overcooked. That shit got to be medium rare. You know what I'm saying? It got to be perfect. Perfectly between well done and medium rare. You know what I'm saying? Got to be a little pink. Got to be a little pink. That's where I take my meat. Shit. Oh, yeah. So, this type of beef is like, yeah, this is the type of beef where, now this is something that has happened to me personally, you know what I'm saying? Even the medium, you know, the medium, the known beef, that was also, but I didn't go into, you know, go into an actual example of what I was speaking about. But this type of meat, the overcooked meat, this is the type of meat that is really on my spirit. And it's the main reason why I made this a topic for today. Because it has been bothering me. I actually thought that we was over it, but clearly we is not. You see, what had happened was, a few weeks back on this app, right? On this app, we was on a panel. Our family was on a panel. And one of my brothers had said, "Oh, Effie, have you heard about this person that has joined the app?" I said, Who is it? He said, "That person. Let's say unicorn. Let's say unicorn." I'm like, "No, I don't know who it is." Anywho, he then said to me, my brother then said to me, "Well, Effie, you gotta go to his profile and look at his makeup skills. Oh, it's beautiful. You know, he does drag too. I think he is the second drag queen or drag performer from South Africa that is on the app, because I don't know if I've said it before, but I think I was the first one. I'm not 100% sure. But as far as what I know, I was the first drag queen that was there. And now there's the unicorn as well with the beautiful makeup skills. Now, baby's gonna tell y'all, I can do makeup, but I can't do it like he can. He is on a different level. You know, some people call themselves makeup artists. I say I'm still learning. I'm gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? 5 years later, I'm still learning. Shit. Anywho, so we was talking about this person on the panel, and lo and behold, the person actually came through to come and watch the panel, and we was like, "Oh, hey, unicorn, how you doing?" and all this. It was like, "Oh, wow, y'all so nice. I just got here, y'all already, you know, acknowledging me and all this stuff." And my brother had then said at the time, "This is Effie. I wanted to introduce you to Effie. Both of y'all are in the same industry of drag. And I thought that y'all need to, you know, not maybe meet each other face to face, but just meet each other on this app and y'all can start doing things together. You know what I'm saying?" And then somebody else in the panel reminded us on something that we was laughing at before Unicorn joined the panel, right? And we just burst out laughing. All of us was laughing. We couldn't control ourselves. And obviously, because the laughing came out of the blue, Unicorn assumed that we was laughing at him. And he started leaving comments like, "What y'all laughing at? Oh no, this is, y'all being really shady. Why y'all? As if we was laughing at him. Baby, no. No, we not laughing at your ass. You done just came here. We done told you that we want to introduce you to Effie. And we're talking about how perfect your makeup skills is. We start laughing and all of a sudden you think we laughing about your ass? We don't know you, baby. You don't know us. How you just going to assume that people is laughing at you? What does that say about you? And what does that say about us? Don't say nothing about us. It speaks on you. What insecurities do you have, baby? What insecurities do you have inside your spirit that you now think that because people on this panel is laughing, we're automatically laughing at your ways? Anywho, the person left the panel and we was just like completely confused. We was completely confused. Where was this person? You know, where? How does he just, you know, say that we laughing at him and we so wrong for doing? You wasn't even here from the start. If you was here from the start, you would understand why we was laughing. It just maybe looked. You misinterpreted the entire thing because of your own insecurities, babies, baby. Maybe you gotta go and do some introspection about your damn self before you come around here thinking that everybody talking about you. It ain't even like that. Because first of all, y'all know, everybody who has been listening to the podcast, y'all know I don't like no bullying. I hate it. After everything that had happened to me as a young baby, I don't like bullying. And if you a bully, I'm gonna call you out about it. And I would have even said to them, y'all wrong for laughing. I would have said, you know what, Unicorn, I'm sorry that all of them are laughing, but they wasn't laughing at him. He misinterpreted it by his own insecurities. And for that, I can't help you. I cannot help you with that, baby. You're going to have to sort that. You gotta find your brain detox. Maybe you got to do a brain detox by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Maybe you got to go and speak to somebody. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you got to pray. But don't be coming on this platform and thinking that whenever people's laughing, they're laughing at your ass. And you know what? The next day, one of our friends, you know, with the same friend who had confronted the bean thug that I spoke about at the start of this episode, actually went to Unicorn's live and explained to Unicorn, you know what, baby? We was not laughing at you. You see, this is what happened. That's what happened. It explained everything, right? And Unicorn was like, oh, okay, no, I'm so sorry. I thought y'all was laughing at me and all this. So Fruit Cocktail had said to Unicorn, no, we wasn't laughing at you. We was laughing at something else. That's why we was taken aback when you started like thinking that we was laughing at your ass, when in actual fact we was praising your makeup skills. Because even Effie had said, wow, your makeup, you do your makeup better than she can do her own makeup. You know what I'm saying? I can do makeup. Yes, obviously, I'm a drag queen, but I cannot do it like Unicorn does it. I can't. For that, I give him his props because he is a better makeup artist than what I am. I'm not a beginner, but, you know, it's just like dancers. Some dancers are better than other dancers. Actors. Some actors are better than other actors. The same with makeup artists. Some just do it better than others. That's just the way the world works. And, you know, everything was then fine, or at least we thought everything was fine. At that point in time, I had been following somebody else who is Unicorn's friend. We're going to call him Lucy. We're going to call him Lucy. And last week or the weekend past, there was a lip sync competition. Yeah, a lip sync battle competition. Oh, Lord. A lip sync battle competition on Big O. And both myself, Unicorn, and Lucy, we all entered the competition. But before we got to that, early on in last week, Lucy came to the family panel again. And I was like, hey, Lucy, how you doing? I saw you on the first season of the lip sync battle. You were so good. You were so funny. Oh my God, you don't stop for anything. What you were doing is very entertaining. And Lucy had said to me, oh, thank you, Effie. And, you know, obviously we were still friends. We was both following each other on the app. And Lucy then said to me, did you hear that the lip sync competition coming back? I said, what? He said, yes, it's coming back this weekend. So I was like, well, I'm definitely going into this time. And he then mentioned, oh, well, Unicorn's going to enter too. And, you know, at that point in time, when Lucy said that to me, I was like, okay, so why are you telling me? Literally. That is what I was thinking. Why are you telling me this? You know what I'm saying? But I just forgot about it. I thought, okay, Effie, maybe overthinking. And, you know, we got to Friday was a preliminary round. We got there, myself, Lucy, and Unicorn. We all made it through to the finals. I performed Purple Rain, Jennifer Hudson's version, live version. And actually, when I was done performing that, one of my friends, my best friend on Bigo, her name Emily, called me. She was crying. She was like, oh, Effie, that was so beautiful and all these things. Anywho, not to spend too much time on that. Y'all know I don't like to self-praise, even though I don't mind y'all doing it for me. Anywho, so the next day is the semifinals and the finals, right? So Lucy didn't make it. I think Lucy was busy with something. But myself and Unicorn, we made it all the way to the finals. We were three people in the finals. Myself, Unicorn, and another person called Pickle. And we performed our songs. And at the end of the competition, Unicorn won, I came second, and Pickle came third. But everybody got something, you know what I'm saying? And I had me a good old time. So I wasn't even mad at the fact that Unicorn, you know, had won me. Obviously, I felt type of way in my spirit, like, oh, you know how it is when you really want to win something. You just think, oh, I wonder what I could have done different. I wonder if I did this. But other than that, I was happy for Unicorn. Even though we're not on speaking terms, we don't follow each other. We're not friends. We're not friends at all. And then the next day, I be on the app. I'm about to go live and I want to share the live with my different friends. And I see that Lucy had unfollowed me. I'm like, what? Why did you unfollow me? This comes back to the fact that this is overcooked, unnecessary beef. Coming back to the fact that this is what I'm assuming. I don't like assumptions, but this is what I'm assuming. Lucy and Unicorn is very good friends, right? Effie and Lucy wasn't good friends, but we was on speaking terms. So obviously, Unicorn might have told, not obviously, but possibly, Unicorn might have told Lucy about what had happened the first time we encountered and how Unicorn thought that we was laughing at her ass. But, and then after the lip sync competition, all of a sudden, Lucy unfollows me and I'm like, what? So I call Emily and I speak to her and she like, you know what, Effie? Don't even pay them no mind. Because clearly the both of them came through and wanted to, because, you know, I do a lot of virtual shows on the app and all these things. So Emily says to me, you know what, Effie, maybe they just wanted to come through to this competition and show you, you know what, you think you're the lip sync competition, you the lip sync performer on here, let us show you who does better, or whatever the case may be. And now all of a sudden Lucy don't follow me anymore. Unnecessary beef, because y'all showed me. Yeah, clearly y'all showed me, because Unicorn won and I didn't win, but I'm happy with what I got. Shit, I got to show off my talents to, I think, the Friday there was over 500 people watching, the Saturday there was over 400 people watching, and when I do my lip sync shows, there's only about 100 or maybe 200 people watching. So the fact that I got to, you know, show my craft off to almost 1,000 people in 2 days, that's amazing. That's an accomplishment for me. That's like performing in a club before coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? And or performing at a hall before coronavirus. But yeah, that is that, baby. Unknown beef, rare. Known beef, medium or medium rare. Unnecessary beef, overcooked or well done. That brings us to the end of today's episode, babies. I want to say thank y'all so much for listening, for tuning in. I had me a good time, and that is why I actually spoke to somebody before. I said to them, you know what, this podcast is literally like, it's almost like my own therapy session, because before I started doing this, I was feeling some type of way, because obviously the topic is about beef, and it was specifically, you know, created because of Lucy and Unicorn. But now that I've spoken about it, I feel so much better. I feel lighter, and that's just the way it is. Once you got something on your spirit, maybe you just got to speak on it. Literally, this podcast is like my diary. This is like my diary, whether it's just me, whether it's me and Jason, or me and Auntilicious, or whoever, whichever future guest is on here. It's just a good old time. It's fun. It's to speak on things that's on your spirit and just get it out there and just have fun. Yeah. So thank you all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me on your earphones, you might even be in your car having me on the surround sound or stereo, or you might even be in the grocery or the liquor store doing your weekly or your monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.